I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol
couldn't help it. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Bikita, Lauren Smith on the live line with us this morning as another important vote gets underway in the House. Lecturer Congressman Bill Huizenga, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you, and yes, I'm just a bill.
No, you're not. You're not just a bill.
Not to us, Congressman. What's in this thing? So this is the next round of stimulus after a couple of weeks of whatever you call it. It made it to the House, made it through, and made it to the Senate, and now it's on its way to the House.
Yes, and this started out only in Washington, D.C., will a $250 billion extension turn into a $470 billion bill. But the idea was with the Paycheck Protection Act, which was very necessary, is still very necessary, and successful and very popular program, ran out of money. The idea was to just keep the parameters in place, fund it additionally. Originally, they talked about $250 billion as they reexamined, looked at some of the who was making those loans, the banks, the different programs that those were in. It expanded up to $310 billion. That's through the SBA and through the Treasury Department and then through the local financial institutions. So that's the main component of it.
One of the things that we saw that came out of the last stimulus package was that some bigger companies that maybe shouldn't have been on this thing got a lot of money. One is giving some of their money back quite publicly. What sort of assurances do we have that that might not happen again?
There is certainly scrutiny through Treasury. Department of Justice has been looking at some of those things. One of the provisions of this is that you have to certify that you have been impacted and that you actually really need the money. We're seeing this with some of the universities, frankly. You know, Harvard was singled out, you know, some $40 billion endowment that they have, and yet they went in and got the Paycheck Protection Act and some other groups like that. So it is focused. It's trying to there's a little more of the money specifically focused to smaller lenders. Big companies don't typically use those big lenders. But I got to tell you, the regional banks and the community banks and the credit unions fared quite well in the last round, and I think they'll do even better this time around. But it takes some diligence, obviously.
What happens today? We hear that Minority Leader McCarthy has some reservations. Will we see a vote? Will it be unanimous?
We're going to be here. Probably will not be unanimous. The first tranche, that the last big whack of money that we had, we did a voice vote, and there was some dissenting no's in the crowd. So we are going to be having a vote. We're going in by no more than 60 at a time, 60 members. So it's done alphabetically. We have a 10-minute window. So we'll have our masks, and we'll be getting our time slots. I'll be going in at about 2 o'clock this afternoon to do that first vote. We're going to have two votes. Instead of a 15-minute vote, it's probably going to be about an hour, hour and a half to do an actual vote this time. So out here in D.C. trying to get it done, and we'll see. I think it'll pass overwhelmingly, though.
Congressman, real quick, got about 45 seconds left, and I'm not just asking this as a sports guy, but obviously the sports world is a billion-dollar industry. It's amazing to me. Can you shed some light on the conversations that have gone on Capitol Hill with all different industries and businesses on a national scale to kind of pull together and see when we can get back to work, right?
Yeah, and that is happening, and it is vital. You know, the longer that we are idle here with our economy, the steeper the hill becomes to get over, and we have to do it. Now we just had this complication with the energy sector on top of everything else, you know, and with those energy prices crashing. So it's going to be happening in every industry, but every industry is also that had just seen their economics turn upside down.
Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga, a pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.